Olivia Lamb is the owner of Inspiring Olivia Bakes, which is a local business selling treats and pastries made in a commercial kitchen. Here's a conversation with Olivia Lamb.
Tell me a little bit about your business and how you got started.
My baking business launched last year, officially in December. So it's only been a few months now, about 3.5 months. And it's actually been a great journey. So it started because I have an allergy to nuts. And a lot of bakeries I find it's just it may contain and they can't promise absolutely no nut contamination. And so I wanted to start baking just for myself. And then it kind of grew into a business as I kind of shared with friends and family. And then I became a registered business. And so that was quite a journey. And now I bake out of a commercial kitchen and I launch monthly treats. And so it's been quite a fun business journey.
I saw on your Instagram that you were selling Easter treat boxes that are now sold out. That's awesome. Have you always done themed boxes? And has this been an especially busy time with Easter approaching?
So I started treat boxes for Lunar New Year in February this year. So that was the very first one. And then Valentine's Day, International Women's Day, and then now Easter. And so holidays are definitely busier. Like I remember Valentine's Day, our boxes sold out very quick. I'm going to say within 2 hours, because I guess people are looking for baked treats, but like not commercial size baked treats for their friends and family and loved ones. So Easter coming up is a busy one. So I have Easter treat boxes and I have mini egg biscotti. And so that is sold out as well. So it's quite busy for Easter for sure.
I also saw on your Instagram that each month you work with a local business to include in your box. What has this experience been like and where does this idea come from?
So I actually work with women-owned businesses, local businesses each month so far. And it's been great because I guess growing my business, I've met a lot of other small businesses in Ottawa. And so I've kind of been able to connect with them online, whether I've kind of supported them or they've kind of supported me in buying treats, or just even sharing or sending me a message. And so it's been great kind of connecting with people that way. So I try to include one item from a local business in each treat box each month so that they can get that sort of exposure. And then it makes it a little bit more fun than you have something you can keep rather than just all the things that you can just consume and then they're gone.
Your Instagram also has a lot of aesthetically pleasing photos of your treats. Do you take all of your photos and what's the process for getting a good Instagram photo?
Yes. So I do take all of my own photos. Actually, I just use my iPhone. So all of those photos you see on my Instagram feed are taken through iPhone. And so the process that's behind it is I kind of come up with a concept of what ingredients or who I'm working with. I'll feature those products in the shoot. And then obviously there's like, you need to have good sunlight. I think natural lighting is the easiest way to take photos if you don't have any fancy camera equipment. And then just kind of making sure that everything's neat and tidy and clear is the best way for Instagram photos. And then obviously all of those photos have been edited just a slight bit to provide a little bit more clarity and a little bit more brightness or darkness depending on the photo.
And finally, what do you see for the future of your business?
So I just started doing a few shipments of biscotti across Canada, so Montreal and Toronto. And so I'm hoping to grow the business within Ottawa and provide more than just monthly treat boxes. So just kind of having more options for people. So I do work like a full-time 9-to-5 as well. And so having this on the side, working on the weekends and the evenings is, it's busy. I do want to grow, but I am at a comfortable size. Just, I think, providing more availability and more options for people, including like dietary restrictions like gluten-free, nut-free, vegan or dairy-free or egg-free. That's probably where I want to grow most.
Sierra Ann Conville for CHUO.